Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm super excited to share with you today a topic that God has put on my heart, and I've actually been teaching on it for the past couple of years, but I think this is probably the first time I'm going to be talking about it on this podcast with this particular episode. And the episode is the best faith-based way to grow your business. So what is the best faith-based way to grow your business? Because as you know, this podcast is all about faith and all about business. So we want to focus on faith-based strategies, faith-based principles, faith-based tactics, right? What are those faith-based things that we can do to grow our business? So in this particular episode, I'm actually going to be talking about four faith-based principles, because we could talk about strategies and tactics all day long, especially when it comes to marketing your business. There's already a ton of information with the how-tos and the whys, right? So I consider strategies the why we do the things that we do in order to reach the goals that we desire to achieve in our business. And tactics are like the how-tos, the specific things that we do, the step-by-step instructions on, you know, like how to build a funnel, how to build your email list, how to post on social media to get engagement. It's all the how-to stuff, which is great and important for your business. But I find that a lot of the information out there is tactical, right? It falls under the tactical, and some of it falls under the strategy. Like, why do we do email marketing? A lot of times we do email marketing because it's more efficient and effective than social media, because you reach more people, right? But why are we on social media? Because there's a large reach on social media of people that may not be on your list. Or if you want to reach people worldwide or whatever the case may be, there's a reason why we use social media. So there are business strategies, business tactics, marketing strategies to grow our business. But since this is all about faith, I want to really dig into faith-based principles on how you grow your business. So what are some of the faith-based principles? And principles are really like the laws, right? That it doesn't matter who does it, it's a law. It's just a given that this happens. This is why I love speaking about principles more than tactics and strategies, because principles, doesn't matter who aligns themselves with it, this particular law, it will work. Principles are results-oriented. So let me give you an example of a principle like the law of gravity, right? That is a law slash principle that what goes up must come down. It doesn't matter who throws an object up in the air, because of the law of gravity and the way that gravity works, that particular object will hit the floor because of gravity. That is a law. That is a principle. That is a fact that does not change no matter the color of the person, no matter if the person is female or male, none of that matters. It is a law, and that's just the way that it goes. So that's why I'm excited to really share with you today about these faith-based principles when it comes to growing your business. It doesn't matter who you are, what type of business you have. If you follow these principles, I could also call them spiritual principles, faith-based principles. A lot of times, however, when you use the word spiritual, it tends to feel new agey or too modern. So I really like to stick with faith-based. So these are really faith-based principles. So we're going to get into the faith-based principles, and it really is an acronym for the word BEST. So the title of today's episode is The Best Faith-Based Way to Grow Your Business. But BEST is actually an acronym, and these are the four spiritual things that we're going to talk about. So let me just get into what we're going to talk about, and then we'll talk about it in more detail. The best faith-based way to grow your business, number one, is your belief system. Your belief system is key. We're going to talk about some details of your belief system, and we actually talked about it a little bit, and actually a lot in episode two when we talked about faith. We talked about what is faith. We talked about your belief, right? Your belief system. The second principle we're going to talk about and break down in today's episode is energy. So the E in best is your energy. How you manage your energy is actually a faith-based principle. And we're going to talk about that, how it relates to growing your business. The fourth principle is spirit-led, and that is spirit-led action. Are you taking action in your business that's actually spirit-led, and that actually results in better result for your business when you're being spirit-led? So we're going to talk specifically about spirit-led. And the fourth faith-based principle is trusting. And we're going to break down what trusting means, why it's important, why we need to trust. So those are the four faith-based principles on how you grow your business. The best faith-based way to grow your business: belief, energy, spirit-led, and trusting. So let's get into belief. So your belief system is key. Faith is all about belief. So that's why in episode two, we talked about what is faith, and we broke down the definition of faith, including your belief, right? So your belief system is going to be key to how you grow your business. And at the end of that episode, there were three questions that I asked you to journal about, to think about, to ponder about. If you did not listen to that episode, I will share it here. And those three questions are, what are you believing when it comes to your business? Are you believing that this is an idea that God put in your spirit? Are you believing that this is something that is a solution to many people that are praying for that solution? Are you believing that people will get results from your business, your product, or service? What you believe about your business will impact how you market your business and how you grow your business. So your belief system is key, and how you believe in your business, your product, or your service is key. So really think about your belief around it. When I talked about this particular subject in my mastermind group, this really shifted one of the ladies in this in the group's thought process. She realized that she wasn't really fully believing, and she really needed to step up in the area of belief. And then once she started stepping up in the area of belief, she started seeing great results in her business. And this is why your belief system is so important, is so key, and is really a faith-based principle and a faith-based law as to how you succeed in business. You have to have belief in your business, belief in your product, belief in your service. The second thing that I mentioned in episode two was belief in yourself. Belief in yourself is key, right? A lot of times, people will believe in all kinds of things, right? They believe in all kinds of things, but they lack that belief in themselves. They lack that confidence to know that God has given you amazing talents, amazing gifts, amazing skill sets, and amazing abilities. I love to call them tags, right? So I talk a lot about that we all have unique tags that God has given us: talents, abilities, gifts, and skills. And it's important for us to believe in those tags in order to be successful in the marketplace. So, are you believing in yourself? Are you believing? And this is God confidence. It's not man-made confidence or pride, right? I think a lot of times as believers, we're scared to be in a space of pride. We want to remain humble. And it's important to remain humble because God's word tells us to be humble, right? And to not be prideful, because when there's pride, what follows is downfall, right? So our goal is not to be prideful when we're being confident and having belief in ourselves, but really having confidence in God in us, right? We have the Holy Spirit in us. We've been gifted with the Holy Spirit in us. And as I said in episode two, Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. So we have greatness within us. I know Les Brown, his signature motto or mantra is there's greatness in you, right? There's greatness in you is one of his mottos or mantras, and his desires to help bring that greatness out of you. So believing in yourself is key and important. The third thing when it comes to belief is believing in God. We talked about it in episode two. Your belief in God, knowing that God is, as scripture says, and he is a rewarder of. If you seek him, you diligently seek him, you're seeking him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Are you believing and trusting that he will bring to pass the things that he put in your heart to do, the desires that you have, the goals that you have, the visions and dreams that he's given you? Do you believe that will come to pass? Meaning, are you trusting God, right? So belief in God is another key when it comes to your belief system. So the three things are believe in your business, product, or service that God has gifted you with, believe in yourself, your talents, abilities, gifts, and skills, and believe in God. Believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So belief is key and important on this journey as entrepreneurs and business owners, and is the first faith-based principle in the best way to grow your business is belief. The second principle that I want to cover on today's podcast as we go through the best faith-based way to grow your business is energy. So God dropped energy in my spirit, and when he dropped it in my spirit, I wasn't really clear on what he meant by energy and why energy needed to be the E in the best faith-based way to grow your business. So it took a little time for me to get clear as to why energy is so important. So if you think about, wherever you are right now in the world, there's probably some form of electricity that you use. I'm in Florida. I'm in the United States, based in Florida. So my electric company is Florida Power and Light. And in order for everything to work in my house, I have to pay Florida Power and Light an electrical bill for my energy in my house every month. So the lights can work, the air conditioning can work, the television can work, all of the appliances in the house can work. I actually have to pay for that, right? But God has actually given us natural energy, and he has gifted us with this energy where we don't have to pay for it. We don't get a bill every month for the energy to be able to do the things that God desires us to do in the marketplace. But our energy needs to be aligned. So we may not have to pay an energy bill, but we do have to make sure our energy is aligned with what God is asking us to do in the marketplace. And a lot of times, how you can manage your energy, so it's all about energy management, is paying attention to the things in your business that are sapping your energy. What's depleting your energy? What is draining? What is hard? What is difficult? When those things in your business are draining you, it's hard and it's difficult. Sometimes it means that these things either need to be eliminated, meaning you don't necessarily have to do them. It may mean that these things need to be delegated, maybe someone else on your team, or maybe you can outsource some of these things to help manage your energy. So eliminate it, delegate it, or maybe change the frequency of it, right? I remember talking to a client and she was saying there's one activity that she does in her business that generates a lot of leads. Like she goes to this outdoor festival, but it takes so much of her energy. She has to bring tables and her brochure and her banners, and then she has to stand for hours and she's talking to lots of people and she just feels totally depleted after that event. But she knows that she gets a lot of leads from it. She actually gets leads that turn into prospects, that turn into clients. So I wouldn't tell her to not do it. I wouldn't tell her to eliminate it. And I wouldn't even tell her to delegate it to someone else necessarily, because she wants to be the spokesperson and the person up front, and her energy is really important and connects with other people. But what I did tell her to do is to manage the frequency that she does that activity. So making sure that she's doing it maybe once a month or once a quarter, however she can manage it so it doesn't deplete her energy. So think about the frequency that you do certain things in your business, and maybe you can pull back the frequency if it's depleting your energy, right? Because energy management is important. So when it comes to energy, it's about thinking about the things that bring you energy, I mean, drain your energy, and eliminating it, delegating it, or changing the frequency. And the second thing to think about when it comes to energy management is what gives you energy, what lights you up, what excites you, what brings you joy in your business, because you want to do more of those things because it's a ripple effect when you have really good energy. I remember I was working with another coach in their program, and I was connecting with the different students and talking with them and checking in with them to see if they were going to join the program. And I checked in with one particular person, and they said, yes, they're going to join the program. And the reason they're going to join the program is because of the coach's energy. They just love the coach's energy, the excitement, the joy, the presence that the coach brought to the program. So energy is key in even attracting your future clients, your future prospects, even your future vendors. Like any type of partnership, your energy is going to be really important. So pay attention to it. What are those things that spark joy? What are those things that spark excitement when it comes to your business? And when it sparks joy and excitement, think about maybe doing that more often. So it helps to keep the fun in your business, because fun is important. You don't want to create a business that's a drag. You don't want to create a business that's a burden. You want to have fun in your business. So making sure you're paying attention to that energy is going to be key. So what are those activities that you do in your business that allows you to be energetic? And also paying attention to the other side of it. Sometimes you can do things that gives you joy and excitement, but it's not giving you results in your business. I remember I attended a women's networking group for many years. I loved it. I was actually on the board. I did a lot. I loved going to the luncheons on a monthly basis. I really had excitement and joy around that activity. But when I looked back in my books and where my clients came from, very few of my clients, if any, came from that particular networking group. So I had to make a hard decision to no longer network in that networking group because it wasn't bringing results for my business. Because you will also want to manage your energy by not just focusing on joy and fun and excitement, but then looking at the numbers and realizing that there's no result from that joy, fun, and excitement when it comes to your business. So really manage your energy as to what's draining and exhausting for you, what brings you joy and excitement, and also what's bringing you actual results with your business. That is a principle, and that is why it is principle number two for the for the best faith-based way to grow your business. It's all about managing your energy. The third principle, or the third law, when it comes to managing, when it comes to now I'm forgetting what the title is, the best way, the best faith-based way to grow your business is the S in best, which is being spirit-led. So I've talked about this topic many times. It's actually been one of the topics that God put in my spirit very early when I started making the transition to really combining faith and business. Spirit-led marketing was one of the first topics he put on my heart to talk about in the marketplace. So why is it important to be spirit-led, and why is spirit-led actually a faith-based principle? Because there's so many things that we can be led by in the world. We can be led by our feelings. We can be led by coaches. We can be led by experts. We can be led by gurus. But what I truly believe is that we have the success already planted inside of us. God knows who we are. He's given us a plan before we were even, he had a plan for us before we were even placed in our mother's womb. So the success of our business is already inside of us. So we have to be led by the Holy Spirit, which is already inside of us. The Holy Spirit guides us, instructs us, teaches us, the next step, the next thing that we need to be doing. So if we're solely being led by our feelings, if we're solely being led by what a coach says to do, And there's nothing wrong with coaches, experts, and gurus. I've followed many coaches, experts, and gurus, and they have helped me in my business. But we also have to check in with the Holy Spirit. We have to check in whether this is an advice or a direction or a step that we personally need to go on. So this is why being spirit-led is so important, because it allows us to not be just led by our feelings, like, oh my gosh, that looks great and I should do that because everyone else is doing that. Or, oh, this coach has made six figures in his or her business, or seven figures, or eight figures in their business, so I need to follow exactly what they do. That's not correct, and that's not good thinking, because God has a unique path and a neat, unique plan for each and every one of us. So we have to be spirit-led as to what's going to be successful for us, the thing that He's dropped in our spirit. So being spirit-led is super important to growing your business, because that's when you're going to see the best results. That's when you're going to see the most success, is when you're being led by the Spirit and taking what I like to call massive spirit-led action. So you may be familiar with Tony Robbins and Tony Robbins' philosophy of taking massive action in your business as a business coach, as a motivational speaker, all the things that Tony Robbins is. He talks a lot about massive action, right? Like, what are some of the massive actions that you can take to make a difference in your business and move your business forward? But I like to say not just massive action, but massive spirit-led action. That's what's going to make the most results in your business. So, what is that spirit-led action for you? So, that is the S in the best faith-based way to grow your business. So, what is the T? The last principle, the fourth principle, is trust. So, trusting is key and important, and is a law and a principle in order to grow your business. A lot of times we get discouraged on this journey. We get disappointed on this journey. We lack motivation at times. We lack inspiration. I've been there. I've done that. Hopefully you can feel me on it, and you've had some times where you've lacked motivation or encouragement, even though the word said encourage yourself, right? It's important for us to encourage ourselves. But there will be moments where we lack trust in this process. So you want to lean into the faith-based principle of trusting. So what are the key things that you need to trust? I like to look at it as a recipe. Number one, you need to trust God's plan. God's plan is a recipe. He has our recipe of success, and so we need to trust His plan for our business. We need to trust His plan for our life, right? It's our recipe for success. So trusting in His plan. Second, we need to trust in His process, right? The process is like the directions of a recipe. If you ever read a recipe or worked from a recipe, it gives you all of the ingredients that you need. It gives you the step-by-step directions, and then it gives you instructions on how long, if you're baking something, how long it needs to be in the oven, blah, 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 right? All of that is a process. It's a process from getting from ingredients to a finished cake, if you're baking a cake, right? The raw eggs, the flour, the sugar, those are all ingredients. And then the process of blending it all together, putting it in the baking dish, putting it in the oven. So that's actually the process before it becomes the baked cake, right? So God desires for us to trust our specific process, all the ingredients that He has us working on, all the steps that He has us working on, all the direction that He's giving us. We have to trust the process. At the end of it, it's going to be a beautiful cake, or a beautiful, successful business, right? So trusting the process is key. The third thing is trusting God's path. He has a specific path for each and every one of us. And that's why it's important not to be guru-led, expert-led, or coach-led, because our unique path can look very different than the coach that we're following. Our unique path can look very different than the expert or guru that's telling us what to do. So it's important that we trust God's specific path. These are the step-by-step instructions that He gives for us, our unique journey, our unique business. The fourth thing we have to trust in is God's timing. This could be a hard one. I don't know about you. This has been a hard one for me, because we live in a society that's kind of like a microwave society. We're used to putting something in a microwave and less than 5 minutes later, that particular item is hot. We're used to watching or binging a show on those streaming services. If you have those type of streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, you don't have to wait till each episode comes out. You can actually binge listen or binge watch podcasts and different things, so you get it immediately. So I say all of that to say that we live in a society where there's a lot of immediate gratification. So it gets hard to trust God's timing when we don't see it this month, when we don't see it this year, when we don't see it in 5 years. It's like, when is this actually going to happen? Right? When is this really going to happen? God has placed this in my heart, and I feel it's a vision He has given me. It's a dream He's given. It's a God-inspired goal or a God-given desire, yet it's not coming to fruition. It's not here yet, but it's been a long time. And a really great example of that is I know just recently of a colleague of mine that she's been trying to have a baby for 14 years. Think about 14 years, and she hasn't been successful. And she just was successful last year and gave birth to her son in February of this year. There was a set time. God needed her to trust the process, trust that at the end of this journey, she will have a baby. But the set time was 2023. As we record this podcast this year, that was a preset time. So really trusting God's timing in this whole thing is important. So as a recap, trust God's plan, trust God's process, trust God's path, and trust God's timing. This is so important. And the reason why it is number four in the faith-based ways that you can grow your business, the faith-based principles that you can grow your business. So definitely think about it when it comes to you. We talked about four faith-based principles. The first one was belief, understanding, knowing, and growing your belief system, energy, recognizing your energy, managing your energy, spirit, being spirit-led, leaning on the Holy Spirit for guidance in direction, instruction when it comes to your business, and then trust, trusting God's process, plan, path, and timing. So those are, as a recap, the four faith-based ways to grow your business, the best faith-based way to grow your business. So I trust, I hope, and I pray that this has given you some new insight, some new instruction, maybe some motivation, some encouragement for your journey as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a woman, or a man that may be listening, specifically for women of faith in business, to really lean into these four principles, to really think about this as being the best faith-based way to grow your business, and to not get caught up in the worldly way of growing your business that a lot of times ends up being in overwhelm, stress, hustle, grind, all those things. That is not of God's will. God desires us to work from a place of rest. God desires us to relax. God desires for us to reset. God desires for us to reflect. All those things God desires, and that is not the way that the world prescribes to growing a business. The world prescribes hustle. The world prescribes grind. The world prescribes a lot of things that you need to do that is not within God's will or God's way. So I'm hopeful that this particular episode gave you insights into God's way of really growing your business, and particularly the best faith-based way to grow your business. So thank you for listening to this episode. And my desire is that it's not just inspiration, but as I say with every episode, that it offers up some transformation in your life and in your business. Do you have a desire to grow in your faith? Do you desire to strengthen your spirituality? Well, I have good news. Coming soon is the Activate Your Faith Journal, a guided journal that will help you overcome the many blessing blockers that we all struggle with. Things like doubts, things like fear, things like comparison. This journal is going to help you to overcome it and to activate your faith so you can grow spiritually and grow your business. I'm excited and it's coming soon. So if you're interested, be sure to put your name on the wait list. You can go to NadineMullings.com/journal. NadineMullings.com/journal to put your name on the list to be the first to have the Activate Your Faith Journal coming soon. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.